All right, well, let's move from Capitol Hill to Beacon Hill and talk about specifically sexual harassment on Beacon Hill. Since the Boston Globe's original reporting on this last year, we've heard one clear theme: that victims of sexual harassment on Beacon Hill had nowhere to go, no one to report allegations to. There was no clear path to investigate and adjudicate cases of harassment or even assault. Now, victims said this is one of the things that has to be changed in order for any progress to be made on pushing back the climate of pervasive sexism and harassment at the Statehouse. Well, State Senator Jamie Eldridge is filing legislation to do just that, to establish a permanent, independent, 9-member commission to investigate reports of sexual misconduct at the Statehouse. And Senator Eldridge joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Magda, great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show again.
It's great to have you. So you are planning to file this legislation tomorrow. Do I have that right?
Yes, tomorrow morning. That's right.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about it. What's your idea to what would this commission look like to handle allegations of sexual assault?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to think back to when the Boston Globe and other publications highlighted the sexual harassment, sexual assault that was happening either on Beacon Hill or interacting with legislators or staff, and a real recognition that many of these victims did not feel comfortable reporting either on the House or Senate side to the offices or committees that were responsible for such reporting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a recognition that there needed to be an independent body, independent agency for people to feel comfortable to talk to, because of the imbalance of power on Beacon Hill. And that's why I've put together this independent commission on workplace harassment and sexual assault that I will be filing tomorrow. And hopefully people will feel comfortable to come forward to report to such a commission if it's established by law.
Right. So you've written that the commissioners would be appointed by the governor, leaders in both chambers, by the attorney general and the state auditor, and that some of the commissioners would have to have expertise in sexual assault counseling and, for example, HR issues around sexual harassment. Is that right?
Exactly. Workplace harassment. Right. One would be a licensed social worker, HR professional, to make sure that they have the expertise to respond to such complaints, as well as the commission would hire a general counsel and possible other staff to investigate a complaint, make sure there's a fair process, and then would report, make a report sent to the different bodies in the legislature, as well as possibly the attorney general's office.
And how long would the appointments be?
The length of the appointments?
Yeah.
I believe the length of the appointments would be 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, making sure there's a true independence for the commission.
Yeah.
And, five of those 9 appointments would be outside of the legislature to make sure that, majority would be independent of the legislature on Beacon Hill.
Yeah, and then the commission itself would hire general counsel to do the investigations when allegations arise.
Exactly. And just make it that much more clear where to report to, as well as to truly have an independent body to look into this. And I know that, some people have asked, well, there's a process now. You can go to the, House Ethics Committee, the Senate Ethics Committee, the Speaker of the House, or the Senate President. Perhaps even the Ethics Commission. But I really do feel that unless there's a separate commission focused on workplace harassment and sexual assault, people will feel uncomfortable to come forward. And I think the Globe stories and other media stories that happened last year have suggested that that's the case amongst a lot of staffers, interns, and people that do a lot of work here on Beacon Hill.
Okay. And would that include lobbyists? Because I see that it says that it would cover people whose their essential job functions are substantially related to the operation of the general court.
Absolutely. And okay. I spoke to a lobbyist who did feel harassed, on Beacon Hill. So, yeah, would apply to lobbyists as well.
Okay. And so how much power then does this commission have, or would it have if it becomes a reality, in the event that an allegation is made, an investigation is done, and there is impropriety found? I mean, what breadth does the commission have in terms of, do they recommend censure? What could they do?
Yes, you know, the recommendations could include, you know, recommending a sanction or censure. There's not enforcement power for the commission to, you know, remove an elected official or to remove an employee. But the general counsel would compile a report, and it would go to all the relevant reporting bodies, including possibly the Attorney General's office with the complainant's agreement. And also, it's important to recognize that the current agencies that oversee sort of protecting people's rights, from the Mass Commission Against Discrimination, EEOC, et cetera, they would not be superseded by this bill. And therefore, those entities could take action upon a valid report from this commission.
Yeah. And is there a process built into your bill, an appeals process, for example, for the accused?
Yes. Yes, there is an appeals process that could go to a court. So it does, you know, it does allow for an appeals process. But I think, you know, my focus is making sure that there's the professionalism, there's the staff for this commission to do a report that's fair to all parties, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious about something. We talked to Rick Rosane last December. He's a professor at the City University of New York Law School, and he also happens to be New York State, the New York State Assembly's independent counsel and investigator for exactly these issues, for sexual harassment, sexual assault allegations. Mm-hmm. And he talked to us about how largely most ideas still require a victim to come forward and do the reporting, and that in New York they made a critical change to that. They made a bunch of other types of people mandatory reporters. And I just want to play a little bit of tape for you, Senator Eldridge. Here's what Rick Rosane told us.
Every assembly member, every supervisor, director of legislation, whatever, if they hear anything, even if it's only in the form of gossip, or they observe something, they are now required to report that directly to me or to the chair.
And if they don't report it, what happens?
There are consequences, including if they, let's say, were a chair of a committee, they could lose that chairmanship.
Senator Eldridge, I'm wondering what you think about that idea.
I think that's a very good idea. I think that there needs to be greater responsibility for elected officials, that if we're hearing something, if we're hearing a rumor or someone comes to us, that we should be reporting that. Because, of course, I think that's been the conversation over the past few months by a lot of my colleagues is, well, you know, if you knew something, why didn't you come forward and tell? So if there is that higher standard, if you will, maybe more of us would be coming forward to provide that information.
Since you said that, I just have to ask, from the reporting that the Globe did last October and the stories that came out thereafter, it seemed we were hearing people say that there's a pervasive culture of harassment, of sexism on Beacon Hill. You've been there for some time. I mean, have you ever seen anything?
First of all, I think there absolutely is a culture of sexism at the State House. I think the other thing, which feeds into harassment, is there's a massive power imbalance on Beacon Hill, where, you know, those who are elected, especially those who are in leadership, just have an incredible amount of power over everyone else. And I, you know, I've certainly from time to time have seen a comment that, you know, seems a little sexist, maybe someone commenting on a woman being particularly attractive, that has no relevance to the duties or what they're doing at a particular meeting. I've seen that. I haven't seen, you know, any direct assault, but certainly I've been talking to staffers and advocates who say that it's happened, and that's very disturbing.
Hmm. And so to that point, I mean, as we mentioned at the top of our conversation, many people have said the formation of some kind of commission or some place that victims could go is a very important early step in changing the culture on Beacon Hill. What else, what more would you like to see done in order to really make that cultural change?
Well, I think what's already happening, I know on the House side and in the Senate, I think you'll see it soon, is better training for elected officials and staff about reporting sexual harassment, about having a zero tolerance policy towards such behavior. So I think you're seeing that already. But I do think at the end, Magna, that unless there is a separate agency unless there's a real commitment for a victim to feel comfortable to report being harassed or bullied or be the victim of sexual assault, I'm skeptical that much will change. So I really think we need a change in the law and an update in how we approach this.
And to that point, do you have any co-sponsors?
Well, the bill will be filed tomorrow, so I'm eager to see who will co-sponsor the bill. And, you know, certainly we're reaching out on the Senate side to Acting Senate President Harriet Chandler to get her opinion on the bill.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. State Senator Jamie Eldridge, as he said, he's filing a bill tomorrow that would create a commission to investigate claims of sexual harassment and sexual assault at the State House. Senator Eldridge, thank you so very much.
Thanks so much for having me on, Magda.
We'll be back. I'm Magna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.